They got to get the ball out quick, and we got to play tight coverage. And you see the results. You know, I think anytime you can limit big plays, you put yourself in a position to win.
Show how effective you can be even when you don't get home for sacks. Eli still looked rattled out there.
It just shows our versatility. You know, we can pressure, we can play coverage, stop the run. Whatever we need on any given day, I think we're able to do it.
What was the key to being this disruptive? I mean, they never got comfortable offensively.
Stopping the runs, first of all, make it one-dimensional. Make Eli have to sit back there and throw the ball, and then play tight coverage, frustrate the receivers as much as possible. And we did a great job of that.
Is that as disruptive as you think you guys have been able to be this year?
We were pretty disruptive last week. You know, it's kind of hard to top that. So it's just a different type of disruption, though. You know, it's not in the face, in the quarterback every day. It's more so focus on the receivers, because they got three great receivers. I mean, all those guys can go and make big plays, and they all make big-time catches. So it was a emphasis to play coverage this week and to try to limit those three guys as much as possible.
When you're not hitting him or getting a sack, but you can see, like, he's maybe not able to do all the things that he wants to do. Are you guys picking up on that?
Yeah, I mean, he was dropping real short today. I mean, like, seven yards, and he's stepping up and getting the ball out, you know. So I don't think that's really what he wants to do. You know, he wants to be able to step back, scan the field, throw the ball downfield. And, you know, we were able to limit that tonight, and that was a big key to success.
It takes a deep game completely out.